Hi, and welcome. You're listening to Doubt to Full Out, where I help you stop the excuses to activate full potential and walk confidently in your true purpose, maximizing impact and income to live full out. I'm your host, Lindsay Yeoman, entrepreneur, speaker, soon-to-be author, and coach. I have the humble honor to speak on this subject because not too long ago, I was stuck in decades of shame, fear, and self-doubt. I never thought my life had purpose beyond my family until God revealed the lies holding me back from His full purpose. I've learned how to not let past mistakes sabotage future success. And now I'm teaching others to overcome their own self-doubt, to walk in truth and success. Each week on the show, I'll share stories of my own journey and other incredible women who have pushed past the fear to live full out for Jesus and their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where I'm going to answer the question, what are limiting beliefs? Well, I'm glad you asked. Limiting beliefs are deeply ingrained thought patterns that we don't even know we believe about ourselves. Like, let that soak in for a moment. They are deeply ingrained, subconscious, negative thought patterns that we believe to be true about ourselves that we may not even realize we're thinking. These beliefs they hold us back from achieving our full potential because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think we're worthy of success. We don't think we're worthy of love. Like all of these things that we think to be true about ourselves that we don't even realize that we believe about ourselves because we probably think we're an okay person, right? But these limiting beliefs create self-doubt that then self-sabotages our actions, our success, our relationships, our business. Because a lot of times it creates procrastination or complete and total inaction. Self-doubt is rooted and limiting beliefs. Self-doubt is caused by subconscious limiting beliefs that then create fear that then cause procrastination. These beliefs, they are thoughts that we think over and over and over and over again until they literally become hardwired in our brain. But here's the thing. I just said we don't even realize it. Because they're subconscious, we're not even aware of them. We don't even realize we're thinking them. And we think thousands upon thousands upon thousands more subconscious thoughts a day than we think conscious thoughts. So this is literally the record player playing over and over and over in the back of your head where you're thinking, oh, I'm hungry. What am I going to eat? You're opening the refrigerator because this is a conscious thought. I'm hungry. What am I going to eat? In the back of your mind and your subconscious thoughts, your record player is playing over and over again your limiting beliefs. And if I'm being honest, which I'm going to be honest, because you're going to realize on this podcast, I'm going to be very honest and raw and real and bold and also extremely vulnerable. My own limiting belief tried to stop me from doing this podcast. One of my biggest limiting beliefs, you guys, is that my voice doesn't matter. No one wants to hear what I have to say. Instead, the truth is my voice is powerful. My voice has meaning and my voice can help and impact others. But let me tell you, my limiting belief tried to stop me. Let me tell you how my thoughts in my head go. Okay. You ready for this? My thoughts go something like this. Lindsay, you can brainstorm content all day long. Like you can write. You're actually kind of a good writer, but just don't let anybody read it. But putting yourself out there through your voice, like you can't do that because that's a massive self-doubt of mine, which I'm going to share more on later. So what happens? I can feel myself wanting to procrastinate. Like my voice, the lies and the record player and the limiting beliefs, I've now learned to recognize them. Like I have now made them, I'm aware of these thoughts, which is what this podcast is intended to help you do. Become aware of your thoughts. Because when you become aware of your thoughts, you can take ownership of your thoughts. You can reframe your thinking. So my brain begins to tell me to procrastinate. Well, like you got to do this. You need to do this before you can do this. You need to do this. Like I can literally feel myself wanting to procrastinate, thinking about all the easier things that I should be doing with my time, you know, like cleaning house, getting a dishwasher. And then my brain's going, oh my gosh, there's going to be so much work. Like, do you even know what to do? How do you even know how to do this? Like, where do I start? These are all the things flooding my brain. And then I could feel God telling me truth. This is the devil trying to stop you. This is the enemy trying to feed you fear to stop you from getting out into the world what I want you to share. And feel and hear God saying to me, do not let the fear of failing stop you from trying. You have to start somewhere. Who cares if it's not perfect? But let me tell you, I'm going to be honest, you guys. I could feel myself coiling up like inside of myself. Like I just want to coil up inside. I could feel myself holding back because it's scary to put yourself out there. It's scary to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be sharing my voice, which is one of my biggest fears. And what if people hate it? What if people don't want to listen to it? What if people, no one cares what I have to say? That's what the devil wants me to believe. Those are the seeds of self-doubt. Those are the limiting beliefs, which are just lies from the devil. Limiting beliefs are lies from the enemy. The devil wants you to remind you of those over and over every single day. And he wants to tell me, no one wants to hear what you have to say. You're going to do all this work and no one's going to care. Because he doesn't want me to share the love and the truth and the power of Jesus. So here I am, using my voice, overcoming those limiting beliefs, those lies from the devil, and reframing them for truth. And that is what I'm here to help you do, my friend, every single week and every single pop and every single episode. Because here's what I want you to know. The mind is the leader of all actions. Romans 8:5. Thoughts determine our actions, or in many cases, our inaction. So throughout this podcast, I'm going to help you begin to think about what it is that you're actually thinking about. I'm going to be sharing lots of my own experiences, but many, many, many more of others. Other incredible, incredible women who have dealt with self-doubt and fear and how they've overcome it, how they recognized the self-doubt and fear was rooted in lies from the enemy and how they overcame it with truth and where they are now. Because I want you to recognize something in my story or in their story that's going to help you in life, in relationships, and certainly in business. Many people's problems are rooted in thinking patterns, negative thinking patterns, that actually produce the problems that are in our lives. 2 Corinthians 4:5 tells us that we must know the word of God well enough to be able to compare what is in our mind with what is in the mind of God. So the more that you can recognize these thoughts and be aware of them, the more that you can change your mind for the better, and the more your life will change for the better. The more that you will begin to step into that purpose that God has for you, to expand and amplify your impact, because that's what God wants of you. But Satan wants to hold you back. Satan wants you stuck in fear. Satan wants you stuck in self-doubt. He does not want you helping and impacting others for their good and for God's glory. He doesn't want you impacting others in service, certainly not for God. The devil is a liar. He is our enemy, and he attempts daily to defeat you with strategy and lies. And he lies to all of us because he tells us things about ourselves and about other people and circumstances that just are not true. He literally bombards your mind, your subconscious, all day, every day with negative thought patterns, little nagging thoughts and suspicions and doubts and fears about yourself, but also about what you think others think about you. So then that then holds you back because that creates fear because you think, well, who am I to do this? Because they're like, those people aren't going to think that I'm capable of doing this. Like, the lies that play over and over in your head are not only lies that you think about yourself, but the way that you think others think about you or see you. But here's the thing, you guys. Here's the thing. The good news is you do not have to live that way. You can have freedom. You can live in truth. You can learn to recognize the lies that are the foundation of your limiting beliefs. You can uncover and expose your own limiting beliefs that you've probably had for years and years and years that created your self-doubt, that causes your fear, that then causes your procrastination or total inaction. Because here's what happens. Most people make excuses to cover up the fear, but they don't realize it. It's not conscious. They don't realize what they're doing. They believe the excuses, like I'm too busy. Or a lot of times women, mamas, you can relate to this. We begin a business, maybe a home-based business for our kids. We want to be there for them. We want to provide for them. We want to give them, you know, more experiences. So we begin this business, but then we let our kids be the reason we don't work our business. We make excuses, but it's not really our kids. Excuses that we're making are because it's fear of failing or fear of succeeding or fear of putting yourself out there, because that fear is coming from your self-doubt, because your limiting belief is telling you that you're not worthy of success or that no one wants to hear what you have to say. Those excuses run real deep. Those excuses are rooted in fear. It's caused by self-doubt. That's created by limiting beliefs that sabotages your success, your impact, and your income. So mama, I'm here to help you recognize those limiting beliefs. I'm here to help you become aware of those thoughts so that you can literally physically pull them out of your brain and say, nope, I don't have to believe that. That's not who I am. That is not true. That is a lie from Satan. That is not how people see me. This is truth. Because when you can recognize those lies, you can cast them out, you can reframe your brain for truth, and you can walk in freedom, not fear. You can walk in freedom and you can step into your full potential to create and do and build whatever it is that you're doing, mama, with your business. It's also going to impact your relationships. I know that my limiting beliefs have vastly impacted my relationships, especially my marriage and my relationship with my children. And I'm going to get real vulnerable and tell you all about it, but not today, because I want to keep these bite-sized, short and sweet for you. John 8:31-32 says that if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. If you remain faithful to my teachings, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Right here, Jesus tells us how we can use truth to overcome the lies of Satan and the lies of limiting beliefs. We must know the word and the truth of what God says about us and renew our minds daily with his word to use the weapons of scripture and truth against our enemy. And mamas, here's the thing. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard work. And guess what? The devil wants us to take the easy route. He wants us to be lazy and watch TV and not work on our minds and not read our Bibles and not believe who we really are, because it takes work to reframe your brain, to be conscious. And I'm telling you, it is daily. It is a daily, I want to call it a work. I don't want to call it battle, but it is daily work that you have to recognize, because you get in the car with your children or you get in the car with your husband or you start to get on that Zoom call or that meeting or whatever it may be. And the devil, yo, he's sneaky and he's patient and he knows your weaknesses. You don't have to live that way. And I really, really hope, my hope and my prayer for you is that you will listen to this podcast every single week and you will begin to recognize your own limiting beliefs rooted in lies from the enemy, but that created your self-doubt, that causes your fear, that is holding you back, that is self-sabotaging you in business and success and relationships, that you will hear something in my story, that you will hear something in the story of so many other incredible, amazing women, and you'll recognize daily, you'll start to recognize daily those thoughts that you can change through truth. My hope and my prayer for you is that you will step out of that fear and that you will step out of that self-doubt. And you'll step into your purpose. It's going to be a process. And it's a process every single day. But you got to learn to love the journey and learn to love the self-discovery and learn to love and feel the love of God as you soak in that truth every single day about who He says you are, not who you think the world says you are. Amen. Until next time, I hope I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Doubt to Full Out. One thing that would really help get this show to the ears of more women who need to listen is for you to rate and leave a comment on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. That truly helps reach and serve more women. Also, be sure to link up with me on Instagram and please share this podcast with anyone you think might enjoy it. If you have a story to share or would like to be on the show, hop to the link in show notes to submit your story. Until next week, my hope for you is that you begin to uncover the lies of self-doubt so that you can live full out. When you commit to the journey, it changes everything.